It's February day 6. And today's question is, how will technology affect your job in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? I'm not entirely sure, but I can sort of think about how, even in the last 5 years, how the software that's available for working in audio production is just getting better and better and better. I use Sony SoundForge Pro as my main editing tool. That just keeps getting better and better in its workflow, should we say. Even just something simple like noise reduction software. So the noise reduction that Sony include in SoundForge is Isotope's noise reduction system. In 3 or 4 years, that's just, I would say it's 300 times better. It's incredible now. You can literally press 2 buttons, 3 buttons, and it's gone. It's brilliant. I can just see them carrying on, getting better and better and better. But people are always going to still need me to press the buttons. So I'm safe. listen to this little example that I'm going to put on the end of this. Captain Jerry Roberts, before he died, we interviewed him about 6 months before he died. His voice was so weak by then, and there were so little frequencies left in his voice. Even though I'd known him probably for about 4 years by then, and we'd interviewed him and I'd recorded him probably getting close to half a dozen times, his voice had just, it was probably 10% of its power to what it had been. And there were paragraphs and whole chunks of the recording I couldn't even understand a word he said, when before I could make out what he was saying, more or less, because I was used to his voice. But thanks to Isotope, we managed to rescue an entire recording with him that, on first listen, thought was never going to be able to be used. So I think it's just to get better and better. Bye!
So, start off, what section did you serve in?
Well, I had just completed my degree at UCL, at University College London, and I took it in German. And I think people with German knowledge were very treasured up at Bletchley Park. They needed all they could get their hands on. But there was a second factor, because my tutor, Professor Leonard Willoughby, had worked on codes in World War I, and I think he probably put my name forward.